ओम शांति। 12th पॉइंट, अव्यक्त मुरली, 31st December 2003। दैट इज टू बिकम इक्वल मीन्स टू फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल नॉट हैव द स्लाइटेस्ट फीलिंग ऑफ आई। सो यू आर टोल्ड दैट टू बिकम इक्वल मीन्स टू फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल नॉट हैव द स्लाइटेस्ट फीलिंग ऑफ आई। यू हैव ऑल्सो बीन टोल्ड अर्लियर दैट द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ आई इन मीन्स इज वेरी रॉयल। Do you remember it? You were told about it, were you not? Everyone wants there to be revelation of Bab Dada. Let us reveal Bab Dada. You also made many plans. You made very good plans. Bab Dada is pleased. However, this royal form of the consciousness of I in your plan reduces the success by a certain percentage. In your every thought, word and deed, there should be the natural awareness of Baba, Baba, not the consciousness of I. Bab Dada, Karavanhar is making me do it. This was the special dharana of Jagdamba. Do you remember the slogan of Jagdamba? The older ones would remember it. Do you remember it? Say it. Hukmi hukum chala raha. The one who is giving you orders is making you move. This was the special dharana of Jagdamba. So, if you want to claim a number and want to become equal in the consciousness of I, let only Baba Baba automatically emerge through your lips, in your actions and on your face. Let the Father's image be revealed and then revelation will take place. So Baba is telling here, to become equal means first of all to do what? To remove the slightest feeling of I. The consciousness of I in Brahmin is very royal. Do you remember it? The royal form of consciousness of I in your plans reduces this success by a certain percentage. In your every thought, word and deed, there should be the natural awareness of Baba, Baba, not the consciousness of I. Such a nectarine statement. In your every thought, word and deed, let there be the natural consciousness of Baba Baba, not the consciousness of I. Bab Dada Karavanhar is making me do it. Let only Baba Baba automatically emerge through your lips, in your actions and on your face. Let the Father's image be revealed. If you want to claim a number and want to become equal in the consciousness of I, all spirituality consists of just this one effort: to kill the consciousness of I, to end the consciousness of I, the I of body consciousness, which is pervading everywhere. I. Baba is saying, end this consciousness of I. Through your lips, through your actions, reveal Bab Dada. Let Baba Baba, this word, emerge naturally from your lips. And the greatest of all the effort is to end this consciousness of I. If we are progressing in spirituality, but at the same time our I is increasing, our I is getting fatter and fatter, that means we are not actually progressing. Because this consciousness of I have achieved this, I do this, I know this, I can do this, all this consciousness of I actually makes us wander in the great darkness. The darkness of knowledge is even greater than the darkness of ignorance if this I comes there. So that is why the only effort or the only purushart is to end this consciousness of I. and how difficult it is. Because right from our childhood, we have been taught this I. If you look at a very small child, and if you snatch the toy with which he is playing, he is so much assertive. He wants it. And he says, this is mine. This mine is instilled in his brain right from that age. And as he grows up, this mind changes form. This I consciousness changes form. But it remains, or rather, it becomes more concrete. And then it becomes so difficult to get rid of it. So this consciousness of I do this, I do this, I do this. I am responsible for this. If I don't do this, this thing is not going to happen. Baba is saying, remember the slogan of Jagdamba, what she used to say, that it is his order. He is giving order and he is making me move. I am not moving. He is making me move. It is his order. He is making me do this. Karavanhar. Baba is making me do this. I am just a Karanhar. These words are taken from Sikh literature. Karavanhar and Karanhar. You don't find them elsewhere. But they are so beautiful words, as if he is making us do this. Had he not been there, I would not have done this. It is not in my capacity. There is a very beautiful story in Maharashtra about King Shivaji. Once his guru comes to see him, Ramdas, and he is describing his own glory to his guru, and he says that my entire kingdom, all my subjects are very much happy, and whatever sustenance I am giving them, they are very much satisfied with that sustenance. And he goes on and tells him that I am doing all this, I am looking after my subjects, I am looking after my kingdom so well, nobody is unhappy in my kingdom. So that guru, Ramdas, what he tells him, just call your two soldiers. And two soldiers come. And they were standing near one fort. And he tells them, take out that big boulder, that big stone. And he tells those two soldiers to break that stone. And they break that stone. Inside that stone, there is a small cavity, and that cavity was containing water, and out of that cavity, from that water, a frog jumps out. And that Ramdas Swami asked Shivaji, who was looking after this frog? Inside this stone, inside the cavity, there was water. You say you are looking after the entire kingdom, but who was looking after this water and who was looking after this frog? The frog was even alive there. It's not you. It's he, the ultimate. It's he, the ultimate. It's he, the supreme authority, the supreme power, who looks after every creature. There's one more incident where Shivaji asks Ramdas, how do you live like this without clothes? Who takes care of you? Where do you eat? Where do you sleep? What do you drink? So that Ramdas, he shows to Shivaji, look at your fort. And he waves his hand and shows him, in that rocky fort, there is a twig of plant coming out. He shows him and asks him, who is looking after that twig? Who is watering that twig? Who is taking care of that twig? Who is giving nourishment to that twig of plant? The one who looks after this plant, the same person looks after me. We think that we are looking after ourselves or somebody else is looking after us. It's not so. It's the ultimate power. It is the supreme power. It's he who is looking after. It's he who is sustaining us. And to have that consciousness always that I am being sustained by that supreme sustenance elevates you up. You don't remain in that limited consciousness. I am getting sustenance from this sacrificial fire. It's God who is sustaining me. It's Baba who is making me move. It's His order. And it is He who is making me move. I am not moving on my own. I might be having many specialties, but it's He who is honing my skills, who is sharpening my intellect. It's He who is decorating me ever, always. So, Baba is saying this royal form of I, this should not be there. It takes two forms. One is inferiority complex and another is superiority complex. Even to have inferiority complex, it's a I consciousness. It's body consciousness. It is soil consciousness. I can't do this. I do not know this. This is very difficult. It's a hard nut to crack. It's beyond me. It's He who is making you to do that. It's He who is ordering you to do that. On what ground and what basis you say that I cannot do this and I do not know this? You just jump into the ocean, He will teach you swimming. Even to have this inferiority complex. There were once in Japan a soldier, a samurai. They have got samurai. They fight. That soldier, he goes to a Zen master. And Zen master is just sitting so calm and quiet, so tranquil. And this soldier, who was very much noble, very much diligent, very much sincere in his work, but when he sees this Zen master, he feels inferior. He feels that this Zen master is so calm and so quiet. He feels that what I am doing, I was thinking that I am doing great work, I am serving the country, I am protecting my country. But look at his grace and manner and spiritual vibrations of this Zen master. He is so much higher than me spiritually. So he starts feeling inferior. And he relates this to that Zen master and tells it, "Sir, I feel I have wasted my life. I could not achieve the grace which you have. I could not achieve the tranquility, the placid nature which you have. I am so much full of rajas. I am so much full of activity. I can't sit calm as you do." So that Zen master says, "Just tell me, what should I do?" So the Zen master says, "I will tell you the answer of your question. You just wait here throughout the day with me. I have many guests to see. Let me see them. Let me talk with them and then I will talk with you." So that soldier sits at one place and that Zen master starts meeting people. Many people come and many people go. And he is talking with everyone. At the same time he is so much detached. At the same time he is so much calm. He is talking with everyone, he is hearing them, giving answers to their questions and their problems, but himself very much detached. And by and by, when he finishes meeting so many people, it's evening. And nice night sets in. And this soldier, he is getting impatient. He comes to him, "When are you going to answer my question? I have been sitting here the whole day." So the Zen master says, "Look at the moon in the sky. Look at, when you came, it was sun shining in the firmament. Now look at the moon. How beautiful is the moon? Look at the rays of that moon. Look at that moonlight, how beauteous it is. And this moon never said to me any time, 'I have been seeing this moon and this sun from last 2 years and I am working on them.' This moon never says that I cannot shine as brilliantly as sun. Both are unique in their places, It's not that moon is less beautiful and sun is more beautiful. It's not like that. Look at the beauty of the sun. Look at the beauty of the moon. The moonlight, the moon and the night, they both have their importance. So why are you feeling inferior? The way you are serving the country is equally beautiful. The way I am serving others. You are also doing the same job. I am also doing the same job. You are different. I am different. My nature is different. Your nature is different. So there is no place of any inferiority here. You are greatest in your work. So don't entertain this feeling of inferiority complex. Get rid of this. So even to have inferiority is a form of I. Each one has a special part to play. Each one is unique. In this garden, every flower is unique. Each flower has got different color, different form, and different fragrance. Rather than comparing with others, rather than thinking that these people are having greater fortune and I do not have that much fortune, this also is a subtle form of body consciousness. So one is inferiority, second is superiority complex, which is quite widespread. It takes royal forms and we do not realize it for a very long time. We do little services and we feel we are doing a lot. We do some service, we get some little success and we just broadcast it. We want that everybody should know it. We want acknowledgement, we want appreciation for each and every small task we do. Forgetting that, whose work this is? Who is doing? Who is Karavanhar? Not we, but he. So this superiority complex, Baba is saying, end this I consciousness. Kill this I consciousness. We are so much full with ourselves. Our own ideas, our own notions, our own conceived ideas, our own distorted perceptions about ourselves and the world, our own distorted cognition about ourselves and the world. What is His will for me? What is His direction for me? What He wants me to do? This will happen only and only if we tune our consciousness to His consciousness. If we become more and more soul consciousness. This is such an incredible journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. And everybody is in different stage of this journey. Where I stand. If you want to compare, compare this way then. Others have gone so much ahead in soul consciousness. Why I cannot go ahead? Why I am looking at those who are in body consciousness? There are so many. Look at our dadis. We don't see a trace of body consciousness in them. We don't see a trace of jealousy in them. We don't see a trace of anger in them. They have mastered all the vices. They have gone beyond, transcended all the vices. And they are living in such a higher plane of existence, such a higher plane of consciousness. Their existence is a gift to this existence. Dadi, at this age, she is ever thinking of giving totally herself, no matter how many are souls in front of her. Even if there are 800, she insists that she will go give toli with her own hand. This job, have you ever tried giving toli like this? Give to 100 people. After that you will have to do some exercise of this hand. Just give toli to 100 people. Like this, like this, like this, like this. And she feels restless. Few days back, we convinced her so much. She was little unwell. So Dadi, this time, Just 3 days back when Dadi was in Gyan Sarovar, she gave toli to 800 double foreigners. After that, we sat with her for counseling. And so when we all sat together and we counseled her, ki Dadi, you have to just give drishti and the sister will give toli. She said yes, but she was not listening, but again she was saying the same thing. So many people have come. If I don't give toli, who will give toli? She was having all these thoughts. At this age also, she wants to give toli to everyone. with her own hand, with her drishti. From where this higher consciousness has come? How this has come? How these souls have reached this level? We are not just to worship them, but we have to become like them, because they have not just worshipped Brahma Baba, they have tried to follow his every, on his every step. Such tireless spirit, such indomitable spirit. From where this energy, from where this inexhaustible energy has come? Probably such higher level of purity is existing within, such higher level of renunciation is existing within. A life of renunciation, a life of sacrifice, a life for the world, not caring for oneself. So to come to this higher level of spirituality, if you want to race in this journey, just let us race with all those who are ahead of us in soul consciousness. He is more soul consciousness. He is having more soul consciousness. Let me also become like him. What are those factors that bring me into body consciousness? Is it talking loudly? Is it talking very fast? Is it walking very fast? It is doing things hurriedly? Is it taunting others? It is passing comments on others? What are those factors that bring me into body consciousness? Let me work on them. First of all, diagnose. This is the form of body consciousness. This is the subtle form of body consciousness. To judge people is also a form of body consciousness. Who are we to judge others? Let us be non-judgmental. Judge not and ye shall not be judged. All the forms of body consciousness, all the myriad forms of body consciousness, let's work on them and eliminate each one of them. And the ways to become more and more soul conscious. To see, to imitate, to mimic, to emulate all those souls who are more soul conscious. Look at them and observe them keenly. How they do the same thing. It is not that you are starting doing extraordinary things. Chop wood and carry water before enlightenment and chop wood and carry water even after enlightenment. But your consciousness should change. Your work will remain ordinary, but let's change the consciousness. So, throughout the day today, find out what are the ways in which I become body conscious and what I should do to become soul conscious more and more. Om Shanti.